Welcome to Stack and Smash Radio, episode number 22. I'm Jesse Wilkins.
The Rock is in the building.
I'm Andy.
Yeah.
So. And that's Rob Coakley.
Yeah, I don't care who I am.
We are live from the greatest bar. Well, not live, actually. This is a pre-recorded episode.
Well, technically, we're alive.
We were kind of live for a little bit.
We are alive, though.
We are alive.
Dave, cue the intro.
Cue the intro.
And now it's time for Stack and Smash Radio.
Macy's sales clerk checking out my package.
Not part of the Jody Foster fan club anymore that I created.
Hey, that's me and
I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling.
Welcome to the show. So, here we are on the second floor of the greatest bar. This is a new thing for us.
I'm so upset you're back. Let's start with that.
I'm back from the I'm back. I had a 1 week hiatus, a little vacation. It was nice, and now I'm here. And
I challenged you last time, and you didn't respond.
I did not respond. No. I planned on responding. But
yeah.
It was a busy week.
Yeah.
It was a busy week. Second time on the show, we have Andy Bell on back. What's up, Andy?
Nothing much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's
we
good
appreciate
to have
it. You know?
Yeah.
Right, you can leave now.
Okay. Yes.
Well, thank you for coming, and we'll see you next time.
Which way do I go?
We sent Greg on a beer mission, and it wasn't completed.
I mean, what is going on with that? All right, let's discuss Greg's life. Until we get our beer from Greg, what we're going to do is we're going to break down Greg's life.
Greg.
Well, he wears glasses, first
wears
of all.
He wears glasses, so that's a bad start.
You know,
that's a bad
start. Yeah. He's immediately, you know, on that
boat. If you wear glasses, don't watch this show. We don't watch you.
But if you do wear glasses and you are watching the show, wear the glasses so you can see it.
Yes, obviously.
I mean, I guess.
Anyway, so that was a bad start. And then...
Also, Greg has a Tupac tattooed on his chest.
He does.
What?
That happened.
Yeah, tattoo.
What a loser. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not actually like Tupac's face, but it should be.
It should be.
It's a Tupac quote. Other things I don't like about Greg.
I'm just going to throw that out there. That's actually Paul with the Tupac quote.
Oh, is it?
It's Paul. Yeah.
All right, well, Paul sucks too. So... Yeah. So that's two of them. And other things I don't like about Greg. You know, he's Greg.
It loves V-necks.
He's taller than us.
I love
that's
V-necks,
one thing.
Though.
But you're not wearing one now.
He is taller than us. And I'm very upset about how much taller than us he is.
Yeah.
He's like 6'4". For no reason.
No reason at all.
He doesn't use it.
Yeah. So he wears glasses, so he can't be an athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to Horace Grant it out there.
Horace Grant.
Be ridiculous.
I don't know.
They don't even allow that anymore. Yeah. Anyways.
He doesn't wear underwear. Don't worry about how I know that. But it's a fact.
Rob does make sure, though.
Yeah. This is prerequisite for being my friend. I have to know the underwear situation. Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
What are you wearing for underwear?
I'm a zombie.
I'm wearing that new thing. It's like the, you know,
that
thing.
One,
it just
the
cups
one leg?
It.
Yeah.
It cups it and then
oh, wraps
it
around one leg?
Yeah.
Scoops up.
Oh, yeah. If you guys haven't seen that, it's the greatest invention of all time.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I usually wear it, though. Like at night at secret bars.
I thought you were just going to say when you get knighted. Which
It's usually a one-time thing, but for Andy, I mean, if he gets knighted, he wants to be dressed accordingly.
Usually they knight you, you know, on the shoulder.
Yeah.
You're always on your knees, but
yeah,
you know, they sometimes knight me on my face. Sometimes I get knighted, you know, on my chest. It really depends.
Knighted, yes.
On the
that's
you
how
know,
they say it, right?
Situation.
me and Andy are actually going to Europe next summer, so I hope this happens.
Oh, we'll be knighted, all knighted. Don't worry about that.
You guys will be getting knighted the whole trip.
Nightly.
What is it? What's the game plan for the trip? Where are you guys going?
Well, we're gonna start in London.
Yep.
That is the only thing we have planned so far.
Yep.
I'm buying a super giant backpack for that. And
I feel like you have to. If you're on a Euro trip, you have to have like the giant backpack with a coiled up, like almost like a hiking trip.
That's what I'm doing. We're going to backpack Europe. So
yeah.
I'm not bringing like a suitcase. Well, I don't have a suitcase. What am I talking about? I'm not bringing luggage.
That's
I'm just bringing the backpack. And we're going to stay in hostels and get murdered.
Yes. I mean, okay, how long are you planning to do this trip for?
2 weeks.
I plan to get murdered within 5 days.
In 2 weeks. So how much, let's just talk about this from a hygiene standpoint. How much clothes can you fit to withstand a two? Are you going to find laundromats in Europe?
Of course.
Have you started mapping out your laundry maps?
Laundry map.
Have you made a laundry map? Is it washable? Is that another thing that you planned out?
Well, I plan on just, well, by the time we get to Italy, just having some old woman sew me new clothes.
Yes. All new. Well, yeah. Honestly, we don't really prepare on washing our own clothes.
Yeah.
Because we plan on meeting women who can not only show us. Yeah.
We're going to wear their clothes.
That's when I'd be knighted
women,
in.
Women who you can knight with.
Yes.
Yeah. And also do your laundry for you.
No, I'm just going to
precisely
wear their clothes.
Well, I guess we have a different agendas then.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're no longer going together.
Okay, that's fine.
Or you could just travel from nudist beach to nudist beach and not even worry about clothes whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. Other things we can do.
Yeah. Well, then we can't go to Germany.
Do they not allow nudist beaches in
it
Germany?
It might be a landlocked country.
This is something new.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Oh, there's no beaches. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there
you,
might
you
be.
You bring a vocabulary.
Yeah,
this
is not new. This is actually just geology.
Geography.
Geology. Yeah. Geology.
Whatever.
This is not geology.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I don't even know the definition of geology. So I called you out on something that I wasn't even sure. Anyways, so no beaches in Germany.
There might be one on, like, the Nordic Sea. I don't know.
Will you guys be sailing into Normandy?
Yes.
That's the only way to arrive in Europe.
Actually, yeah. We're going to take the Channel.
Yeah.
Tell us of what this is.
Well, the Channel is a tunnel, but they put a CH in front of it for some stupid reason.
Kind of like how they talk about, like, a tune is a tune.
Precisely. Or a schedule. You know, our schedule for our... You know, our Europe trip.
So you guys are scheduling out your Europe trip.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
It's no big deal.
We're not too, you know, we're not going to stress over that.
That'll be fun. So what are the key points? Like, where do you guys definitely want to go? I know
we're looking.
London, you talked to Italy, maybe Germany.
We are.
Is it relying on whether or not there are beaches?
I want to hit Paris.
Yep.
I also wanted to hit Amsterdam, which doesn't make too much sense for me personally, but I still just want to go there.
Well, there is a lot of culture in Amsterdam. It's just not about smoking weed.
That's the
misconception that people have.
Is
that, 420.
It's just when anyone's in their 20s and they decide to go to Amsterdam, it's like everyone's like, we know why.
Yeah.
Well, let's not forget that they also have prostitution, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very legal there. But they also have a period of... You know, extraordinary. It's called the Golden Age, actually, of Dutch artwork. You know, the Dutch masters, and they made a bunch of paintings and things like that and really changed the culture, such as, I think, Rembrandt and things like that, you know?
So this is what you guys have in line?
Yeah.
All right. A lot of art.
So you
jealous?
A lot of not doing laundry and looking at paintings?
No, doing laundry.
All right. Nah, just doing laundry.
Yeah, I'm just trying.
All right, so you heard it here first that Rob and Andy, they're going to Europe to do laundry.
Is this the first place they've heard it? I mean, I guess it depends on who we're talking about. I mean, who are you specifically talking to that heard it here?
Literally
first?
Nobody, because currently we're not even streaming live. So I guess whoever listens to this.
I guess Dave, because he has headphones on.
Well, this Dave now knows.
Yeah, Dave knows
what
I'm going to Europe
for
next
Europe.
Summer.
Yeah, that's it. So, anyways,
Dave, what do you want us to talk about? Since you're our only listener right now. Rembrandt?
Who went down in
the follower? I can talk all about that.
He can.
So in 406, actually, the Visigoths or the Goths sacked Rome. And because of that, you know, Rome had been falling apart and things like that. And they were too big. They expanded too much to, you know, maintain themselves. It's like if you have a girlfriend and then 10 other girlfriends. Right?
We've all been there.
Yeah.
You know, like, numbers 8, 9, and 10 are going to start being, you know, attacked by all these other dudes, and you can't pay attention to them
because
you know, they're
about
the 8.
You're too worried about your Thursday.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. They're the 8, 9, 10, side pieces.
8, 9, and 10, they didn't got a day. I mean, what's your Sunday going to do?
I don't know, but she's screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, for those 10 days of the week that we're talking about. She's not screwed. I don't know.
Not by you.
Too busy with Sunday.
Yeah.
Can't worry about Thursday.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a great comparison.
Yeah. And then...
So I got this hat.
This is a shiny hat.
Yeah.
That's good. For all the people that are listening and not watching the show, Rob brought in a very vibrant hat. It has lights in it that only really they works much better on this side than it does on this
side. Well, it's supposed to be lighting up. I think it's all on how I look at you.
Oh, maybe, yeah, that's true.
Type of deal.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a chameleon. I'm like a chameleon.
Literally nothing like a chameleon.
Andy's like a chameleon. Not Jesse's
like a chameleon.
No chameleon.
Yeah. No, I guess I'm not.
Jesse doesn't know how to blend in.
I'm a chameleon.
He has flowers on his hat. You can't blend in with flowers.
Yeah, I guess so.
No.
Unless you're a florist, I guess.
So, bad week for the NFL?
Bad week for my jokes.
How about that? Bad week for my segue, too, yeah. I guess. But, hey, oh, my God, Greg is here with beer. What a delight. So many beers. Hey, did you get one for yourself?
Yeah, I got
mine. All right, good. I sent Greg to get beers earlier. Yeah. I'm like, get one for yourself and pay for it. Carefully, you're dripping. You're dripping.
I don't know if
anyone
noticed,
electronics.
But John Stamos just handed me my beer. So, I hope you guys are happy about
Paul
that.
He just handed off beers and soaked up the limelight while he was doing it. Can't expect any otherwise. So,
yeah.
There's no spit or anything.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
So, yeah, bad week for the NFL.
Bad week for the NFL. It was entertaining.
Can you slide?
I'm going to elbow your beer. Just put it on the other side.
I don't know if anybody's heard about this story yet.
It's breaking news.
Yeah.
Ray Rice punches his fiance
twice.
The best part of that video is when he kicks her on the ground, because that's when you knew he just didn't care.
Yeah, but was that a kicker to see if she's alive or a kicker to see if she's faking it?
Well, that's how you're going to check and see if she's alive? Whatevs. You going to move? You going to let me get off this elevator?
If I saw a snake that looked dead, that's how I'd see if it was alive.
Would you marry a snake?
No.
All right. Well, that answers that question.
Glad we got that out of the way. Yeah, did you see the video?
Oh, yeah, I saw
of
the
course,
video.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it a couple times.
Pretty vicious.
You know what's it's interesting? Right at the beginning of the video, the door's still open, and you see one person walk by, and the person just gets out of the line of, like, you know, this side of the elevator, and he just goes at her and punches her in the face the first time. Like, if you haven't seen that, watch. He's, like, waiting for that person to just get out of his line of vision.
I don't know if I saw the first punch. I saw the knockout blow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the first punch is kind of like... Like, it's not like a hard punch, because it just kind of, like, catches her off guard, and then she goes after
So that
him.
Was only, like, a one-game suspension punch.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was, like, he might have missed
quarter.
The first half.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like,
we're
all
talking
right.
about the Ravens here, so that
I'm
makes
like,
sense.
Like, all right, let me miss two games, I guess.
Yeah,
just,
I guess.
Let me just finish her. And, yeah, so he, like, and that's, and, like, people were, like, arguing the point that she went after him, and he was defending
it's
himself.
It's not an argument. I mean, they're making that argument, but it's so
right,
stupid.
But he hit her, and that made her go, like, kind of after him, like, because she was just
upset
assaulted.
About like, being assaulted.
And then...
What a monster she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the worst person I know.
That's just... No, it was... That was quite the knockout blow. Yeah, nothing... I mean, if she had, like... If she was in the process of lighting him on fire... All right. All right, that's fine.
Yeah,
but other than that,
that's it. That's your
that I can't.
That's
really,
your line.
I can't think of too many more. If she shot him once already, and she was like, "It's time to shoot you again," then you got a punch.
What about skill sawing his face? What if she just had a skill saw and started sawing
just
his
fire,
face?
Bro.
You got to think about your career. You got to think about your career at that point. You know?
Right, but Roger Goodell, you know, he clearly, you know, he doesn't have a problem with that.
Basically, he didn't have a problem with it until the video was released. That was like my whole spiel on the thing. It's like, okay, if it was a 2-game suspension, they knew what it was. He admitted to it. So yeah. It was like, if it was a 2-game suspension, which it shouldn't have been. Let's set that clear. I'm not defending the fact that he should have only been suspended for 2 games. But if that was the suspension off the bat, that should have stuck. But basically from the get-go, they should have been like, you're done. Like, they should have kicked him out. Be like, oh, my God, you punched her. You admitted to it. You're done. Okay, goodbye. You're suspended indefinitely. Go argue it in court. Right? They didn't do that. And that's where they messed up. And basically TMZ were the ones that ended his career, not the NFL.
See, I don't even completely agree with you there. What my take on it is – they had seen that video, and it's been documented.
But they knew it wasn't out to the public. It was about saving face as the NFL. Like they're trying to protect their brand, and because it wasn't hurting their brand when they had the video, Ray Rice was still helping the brand. You know,
right,
like
right,
oh, okay,
right. I got you. But my point is, like, they had seen that video, so they knew how bad it was.
Yes,
so
that's why he should have been suspended indefinitely off the bat. That's what I'm saying. It's like, all right, if that is where you're going to go with it now. That's where it should have been off the bat.
But they're
and this
still
is where
saying
wrong.
They haven't seen the video is what's
they're,
killing
Yeah,
me.
Now they're trying to save face and saying that they haven't. The cop is basically like, yeah, we sent that to you when
we
it
sent
happened.
That to you. There's three or four reporters that detailed in detail wrote what happened in the video because it was described to them. So like, that's my biggest problem.
I think my main point about it is the video shouldn't have made the difference. The fact that he punched his fiance in the face, knocked her out, that's enough. You know what I mean? Like, and now it's like, okay, so if you did, you went all of this because it had a video and because TMZ basically exposed you as scumbags, why isn't Suggs getting the same treatment? Do you know about his case?
Yeah.
Do you know about Terrell Suggs, what he did?
No, I don't know what Terrell Suggs
he
did.
He was charged with this, admitted to it, had a restraining order against him because he was dragging his then fiance, I believe. He was inside of the car. His kids were in the car. She was outside of the car, and he had her by the hair from outside the window, and he was just dragging her along the moving
as he's driving.
Like not at like a high speed, like, but and then she pressed charges, you know, like all that kind of stuff. Now they're married, so everything's great.
Of course,
you know, they're in love.
Of course, that's the big like, for me.
I think he got that actually directly from Disney, a love story.
Oh, definitely.
What a tale.
That's Aladdin like 4 actually. Was that happens. They bring Jafar in. Jafar goes nuts. Starts beating his wife. You know.
You know Jafar. Jafar definitely looks like the type. Jafar has some DUI lion face.
I mean, what if there was video of the Greg Hardy case?
What was that one?
Where?
Oh, that one's the worst.
Where he never struck her, but he was throwing her around all over the bedroom apparently. Allegedly. No, not allegedly, because he admitted to it. He was guilty. And then, her words, he threw her on a couch that was filled with assault rifles.
Like, but that's where you keep assault rifles.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, on the couch, loaded.
That's where you store them.
Safety off.
Did she end up getting shot by one of the assault rifles?
No. Right. No.
Because that would be a suspicious story.
It'd be very suspicious.
No, I just threw her on my assault rifle storage couch, and one of them happened to shoot her.
It's camouflaged. I couldn't see it.
But let's protect the brand.
But he also was charged.
Protect the shield.
He was charged. What was his penalty? What was his suspension?
Oh, he's like, originally he wasn't suspended at all.
When was this?
Over the summer he got charged.
Oh, so it was recent.
Yeah,
okay.
In like May or June.
Yeah.
So, but he wasn't going to get any kind of suspension. And then they ended up, because of all the other stuff, had to step in and...
Yeah, because now it's like,
Peterson.
Okay, wait, it's cool to suspend these guys, or it's good to save face and act like we care, you know what I mean, and suspend these people, so now we'll suspend them. I'm all for it. I think they should be suspended. I think they should lose their jobs. I think they should face a penalty because, you know, like as it'd be this, you know, it's like, you know, if you mess up at a job, you are going to get fired.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not like, well, you know.
But here's the other thing, and then you got to look at the flip side of it, is the Ray McDonald story in San Francisco, who he's allegedly did the same thing. He beat up his fiance, but there's been no due process on that. He hasn't been charged with anything. He hasn't gone to court for anything. So where's the line there?
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where you got. You can't.
I guess you got to look at the evidence, and I mean.
You're not a police officer. How can you look at the evidence and tell me that he's guilty?
You can't. That's what I'm saying. It's if there's some kind of proof, you got to understand that the NFL is going to look at it from a brand standpoint. Like, is it going to hurt our brand? Is there evidence? Is there proof that this happened? If there isn't, then it's going to fall into that gray area. You know what I mean? Like, are people complaining about it on the internet? That's basically the line they draw.
Okay, but then let's look at this situation. This is a big hot button. Hot button topic right now.
Glad we did that.
Licked your finger.
You literally got into the moment there.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Stack and Smash After Dark.
It's a new floor, new rules.
Yeah.
New show.
So let's say just throw a name out there. Just Tom Brady. Okay.
I was gonna make up a name.
All right. So Tom Brady. Giselle gets really mad at him.
Yep.
And she just. Calls the cops, like, my husband just assaulted me.
Yep.
Like, he just beat me
up. But he didn't.
But he didn't.
Because he's Tom Brady.
But
he would never do a thing like that.
But he didn't.
This is Boston. This is the greatest bar.
So because he was accused of it, should he be pulled off until everything goes away?
Because it's Tom Brady. Can we use a different example?
No. We're using a local example.
I think, and I'm going to go back to this, I think there has to be... it has to be like going through the court system if you have this, you know. All right. The Adrian Peterson thing. When that happened, I was kind of like, what if this is just a crazy ex? Because allegedly he has a whole bunch of illegitimate children with all these crazy baby mamas running around, right? So what if he? What if it's just some girl that's like, oh, you beat my son, I want money, let's do this, I'm going to charge you with this. You know what I mean? And then, like, some. So, like, at first I was like, hang on, let's not jump to conclusions, let's just figure out what is, you know, what actually happened, because you could say, you could just say that. You know what I mean? And then when it started, when he got charged, when he got brought in by the police, I was like, all right, now.
How about when he admitted to it? So that's not even the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. But before all that info came out and they just said, like, this happened, now what? You know, like, then the internet started blowing up about it. That's when I was like, but what if, like, let's hear the whole story.
But my point is, what if the guy doesn't admit to it? There's no, he hasn't been processed through the system. He hasn't been found guilty yet. He's not supposed to play?
I don't think so. But I think if it happens right now, which I guarantee some crazy ex-girlfriend's going to jump up and be like, LeSean McCoy hit me.
All right, here's the perfect example. Julian Edelman 3 years ago.
Yep.
Got charged with
groping a woman.
Right.
Out here somewhere.
Yep. Yeah. And then when they watched the video evidence, he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So until that all went through, is he supposed to miss games?
I don't think so. I think in my opinion,
you do think so.
No. I said there has to be. It has to be going through the courts. That's my opinion on that. Did I say something different?
Yeah, you said that he should miss. You just said that Ray McDonald should miss games until it's done with the court.
If he's actually getting charged with something, like if that case went to the, I don't even know. I don't know what I'm saying.
Look, there's levels.
I think if you officially get charged with it,
here's the problem with it, and it just shows like. From where, you don't know what standpoint to come from. There's no black and white in this. It's a huge gray area, and you have to take it on a case-by-case basis.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I mean, it's just what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
There's going to be some crazy woman out there that accuses one of these NFL players of doing something that he didn't do.
Like the Julian Edelman case.
Right. But it's going to be like, oh, he beat me, blah, 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 blah. And it's not going to be true, but it's just because he was accused, should he miss games until he's exonerated?
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you to a point. However, we keep saying there's, you know, crazy woman out there. In the last three or four of these cases, not including Julian Edelman, it's been the guy. AP, it's been Greg Hardy, it's been Ray McDonald.
You can't say it's been Ray McDonald, is the point.
The point is that it's a he said, she said type thing. That's probably why there hasn't been as much publicity on it. There's no evidence, like, you know, photographs, videos, things like that. There may be physical evidence on her face, because I'm not even positive of what exactly went down there. Should he play in his case? I think so, because
there's not enough evidence to prove otherwise. I think
right,
like, basically
there's no video showing him you know,
he
abusing
hasn't admitted
her.
To it. Like, at first, I was all for the point that the 49ers should have sat him. But the more I thought about it, it's like, maybe they shouldn't sit him, because once they find out that he did it, they should cut his ass right away.
Yeah, exactly.
But until then, you need to know. Like, you can't.
I think it's really.
Do you
like,
want to lose your job just because
some crazy lady says something?
Someone was like, "Oh, this dude punched me." All right, you're fired.
Well, that happens all the time.
And it's ridiculous.
It is 100% ridiculous.
Right.
But it happens all the time.
Yeah, I think it's basically like if the company is going to be their own court in the case. Like, the NFL is going to make the decision. Like, if there's enough evidence, like, for instance, Aaron Hernandez, before he was even charged, the Patriots just, like, forget it. Like they obviously had an inside source on, like, the lawyers or whatever. And they're like, hey, yeah, it's not looking good. And they decided to cut
it.
So I think it's really about, like, if the evidence is there and if they know it's going to be there, because it's a lot deeper than what is presented to the media, where there's, like, a lot more behind the scenes. You know what I mean? So I think it's really they're their own court. And basically, if they think you're going to be guilty, then, yeah, they're gonna punish you. And if they think that there's not enough evidence, then they're probably going to hold off to protect the brand. You know what I mean?
Let's just not forget that, and this is the last thing I'll say on it, is that the San Francisco 49ers are kind of a shady organization. You know, what's the guy, Alden Smith?
Yeah.
You know, he had an assault rifle charge. Then he's sitting there jammed out of his brain with the pedal of the car up against a tree, all sorts of drugs. And Now he's suspended for 9 games for doing something else ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
bomb threat at an airport.
Was that what it was?
Like, what is that guy smoking? Like,
it's something. It's probably several things. I don't know. It's just. At the end of the day, like, a lot of things are coming out right now, but it's just the NFL. I mean, you
have a league that's full of that many people with that much money, and, like, these people that never had a real college education, probably didn't really have a real high school education. Like, they might have gone to these colleges, but these are football scholarships where their classes are basically, like, you know, like the game where you fit the squares into the square shape and the circle into the circle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just you're getting a pass, basically. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, like, this is not, you know, these aren't, you know, in some cases, maybe. You know what I mean? But, it, you know, like, a lot of these people are just, you know, they're just kids.
And my final point kids, on the whole thing is just everyone in the media is making this a black and white parameters issue. There's so much gray area.
There really
they
is,
gotta,
yeah.
They got to, like, we had a woman tweet us and was like, she said, don't support any NFL sponsors. And I just go, why? So that you hit them in the wallet. Oh, okay, so sponsorships account for 10% of the NFL's bottom line.
Yep.
You want me to not go to a place that, like, let's just say McDonald's sponsors the NFL.
Yeah.
You want me to, even though I don't go there anymore, but say you don't want me to go to McDonald's to a company in America.
You can't reach them from your high horse.
That's right.
Yeah, the drive-through window's too small down. You're like, I can't reach you from up here.
So my point being is you don't want me to go to a...
You could probably scoop it up with your croquet stick.
Remember when I was trying to make a point and Jesse started... water polo. So you want me to not go to a company anymore that has millions of American jobs and supports millions of American people, and you want me to stop helping them, and then they end up having to make cuts if everybody does this. And so you just want to ruin the economy. Your bottom line is
I
to
think
hurt.
It's also, it's you know, and you brought up a great point to her, was that, like, so you don't want me to support the charities that the NFL supports, too?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
right.
It's
Devin Stillman story, Devin Stills from Cincinnati. His kid has cancer. Every Devin Stills jersey that gets sold right now, the Cincinnati Bengals are, I think it's 100% of the proceeds are going straight to children's cancer.
Yeah, and how much of that story have you heard?
And that's the point.
Nothing.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
And you know what else is great on that story? Because it's not sensational. I think the New Orleans Saints as an organization bought 10,000 jerseys or 100 jerseys or something. I can't remember the exact number, but it was a lot. Yeah. And
you didn't hear about it because they got to talk about.
So that's one AJ organization Peterson. Helping another organization. And we're talking about 4 or 5 players out of,
600?
Yeah, 600.
680 or something like that?
So
or is it even more? I mean, it's probably even more.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. Are there scumbags? Yeah. Do you work with scumbags?
Of course.
I work with scumbags.
Of course. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at you.
He's a trash, right? Okay. Anyways, let's listen to – this is what Charles Barkley said about the Adrian Peterson thing. This is funny because
this
is a recipe of getting fired, in my opinion. But, hey, listen to this. This is Charles Barkley talking about Adrian Peterson and spanking kids in the South.
What about the other? Can you hit a child?
I'm from the South. I understand boomers' rage and anger, but I think, listen, we have to accept we were born in, he's a white guy, I'm a black guy. I don't know where he's from. I'm from the South. Whipping is, we do that all the time. Every black parent in the South is going to be in jail.
All right, we'll pause it. We'll pause it there. All right, so if you're a black parent from the South, according to Charles Barkley, not Stack Smash Radio or Dirty Water News, we'd stand by none of this. It's different. You have your own set of laws.
But I grew up down south.
You grew up down south,
and
so
it's not different.
Sorry, let's keep going.
I think we have to be careful letting people how they dictate how they, you know, treat their
children.
It
doesn't matter where you're from. Right is right, and wrong is
no,
wrong.
No, well, matter where you're from. I don't.
All right, pause it real quick.
That should have been the end of the video.
So that's Jim Rome actually coming at Charles Barkley right now.
Yeah.
And we're gonna talk about a few different things here. First of all, good for Rome for starting to stand up to him, but him completely backing down later in this video kills me. So
I haven't even watched the video. Stop ruining it.
Listen, we spank kids in the South. I think the question about did Adrian Peterson go overboard, but listen, Jim, we all grew up in different environments. Listen, every black parent in my neighborhood in the South would be in trouble or in jail under those circumstances.
Listen, my
I think then so be it.
if you beat your children.
Why is race coming into this right now?
It shouldn't. It shouldn't at all. It makes no difference. It's like, okay, yes. All right. Then that, it's just crazy.
Look, I think, and this is me going out on a limb, a big limb. And
that's a good.
That's
a good little pun you're doing.
Like my bicep?
Well.
The biggest limb of all?
Considering Adrian Peterson used the tree limb.
Right over my head.
Oh, he did, yeah. Oh, my God. When this story first broke, I spent the first 3 days of this investigation trying to figure out what the hell a switch was.
Yeah,
well,
if
you
were from the South, I should have
said. If you had watched the Jacksons movie, you would have known what a switch was.
God, what have I been missing out on?
I don't know. But anyway, it's Charles Barkley was explaining black families in the South because, in my opinion, he feels like America, you know, mainstream America, don't know what constitutes an African American family, what the makeup of it is. Because if you honestly think about it, it hasn't been that long since, you know, they've been able to live as 100% citizens in this country. It may just be him, and it may just be in the last, you know, this generation now of African Americans who are expressing their views and who have the stage to tell us what their lives are like, giving their perspective. End of my opinion.
Yes. We need a bell. Cha-ching!
But race shouldn't be coming into
I don't think it should.
No, it shouldn't at all.
It's exactly what Jim Rome said at first, where it's like, it doesn't make a difference on right or wrong. If you're going to do that, then, you know, like, then we're regressing back to the 1950s when it was right or wrong. You know, it's not right for you to hit a white person, but it's fine if you hit a black person. You know what I mean? Like, that's basically saying the same thing about right now with Southern black parents. It's like, why is it reversed? You know, it's ridiculous.
Is I don't want to tell anybody how to raise their kids, and I really don't want anybody telling me how to raise my kids. Mm-hmm. But let's make a distinction between child rearing and child abuse.
And that's a very...
That was child abuse. There's no fine line here.
I think there's a fine line. Jim, I've had many welts on my legs in last
week. Welts like that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've got beat with switches. And I hate to use... First of all, I don't even like the term. You know, when the media talks about it and somebody just said something on television, beating a child. Listen, we don't...
But that's what that was, though, Chuck.
We call it spanking or whipping our kids.
If I see open wounds and bruises throughout a body, that is a beating.
Sure. I think those pictures are disturbing. Maybe... I think Adrian said he went overboard. But as far as...
Then that should be it. You went overboard. I don't disagree with... You know, and this will probably change. I have a kid on the way. It'll probably change when I have a kid. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I think, you know, as a child, I was, you know, I'd get slapped, you know what I mean, if I did something wrong.
Yeah.
And it made me afraid of doing something wrong. I wasn't abused, you know what I mean? I was never hit with a switch or a tree branch or a tire iron or a club. I was never shot. I was never stabbed. I was never skinned alive.
You're
I was never
lucky.
Burned. None of those things. But
not, you know, by your parents. You were skinned alive,
correct.
At least.
Not when I did something.
We'll
wrong.
Get into that some other
yeah,
show.
We'll get, yeah, that's into the show. That's a whole other topic. But yeah, that never happened. But I mean, that was a part of growing up. It was a part of how you punished your kids. And in my eyes, it was nothing wrong. It never crossed that line. The second you bring in a foreign object to an extent where it leaves like wounds, if there are wounds, you went overboard.
I mean, if the kid is bleeding, you know, you went overboard. Here's the two things that make this wrong for me. Is the kid is four, okay?
Yeah.
He's four.
Yeah.
All right? You don't know right from wrong at four. And number two is when I was disciplined as a kid, I was disciplined. There was a period of time where I, you know, usually cried. And then my father came and explained the whole situation to me.
Were you hit?
Yes.
Ever with foreign objects?
A belt.
Belt.
Yeah, once.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, I was hit with a belt once. I saw my older brother hit with a belt twice, and my little brother once, and that was it.
Yeah.
Never was it, you know, anything crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My dad didn't grab the Scrabble board out
and
start.
Yeah, I'm
not
start, saying anything.
You know, crushing
yeah.
us in the head with it.
Yeah, I have plenty of friends that were hit with belts. My mother was hit with wooden spoons. You know what I mean? But like, we're all, you know, none of us feel like we were abused. You know, like, it wasn't abuse.
Right.
It was
no.
like, you know, now I think. Without going too politically incorrect, I believe, like, America has gotten very soft with the laws and everything like that. I think if you want to slap your kid upside the head or if you want to spank your child, I think
it's to your discretion. If there's a line that you cross, like Adrian Peterson crossed that line by a long shot.
Oh, definitely.
By a long shot. So wrong. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, like I don't completely disagree with parents that hit their kids every once in a while when they're acting up, because kids are, you know, like they need to be.
They need to be disciplined.
In my opinion, dude, my opinion might completely change. I'm having a kid. You know, like you never know.
Another gray area. It's depends on the child. Me and my little brother, two completely different kids.
Yeah.
You could ground me from my PlayStation when I was a kid, and it would devastate me.
Was your little brother ever fought in a ring of fire?
should we tell that story after?
We might as well. Let's revisit the ring of fire story.
So, but my little brother, if you took like TV or something away, he didn't care. The only way to like get through to him was a regular spanking. I'm not saying like Adrian Peterson. He had to be spanked, and it still didn't work that well for him.
Yeah, he didn't get
it. He was a little demon. And so I just like, for me, like taking items away from me worked, because it just was like, oh man, if I can't do this, then, I mean, it all depends on the child.
It depends on the kid, absolutely.
There's one more thing that I want to say is that there's an international law that you can be charged, like, what's the AP thing called? Like, corporal punishment. The only countries in the world that didn't sign this, it was an international thing. Somalia and the United States. Is that you can't be, you know, a parent can't be charged for disciplining their kids.
So America didn't sign that?
We did not sign it. Us, and I believe it's Somalia.
So in so America, you can be charged for disciplining your child.
So,
okay.
So when Rob and I go to Europe and we're in the middle of nighting and, you know, some kid comes in and, like, you know, screws up our whole nighting thing, and I just happen to night in my pants early and, you know, this lady starts beating her, you know, child.
And she can't be charged for that.
She can. But what she can be
she
charged.
She can be charged.
She can be prosecuted for that. Yes. In the United States.
I'm trying to understand the line. So in the United States.
I'm not a lawyer. Okay.
In the United States, Adrian Peterson is being charged
for
beating his son.
Then why are you on the show?
We thought we brought
I lied to you
this
guys.
This is lawyer week. Great.
No, I thought this was so night in the face week, but okay.
I'm trying to understand what constitutes this. So hang on.
You may want to look.
Adrian Peterson is being charged with beating his son.
He's being charged with, like, you know, physically abusing
child
his
abuse.
Son. Yes. Child abuse, right.
Yeah. Isn't that being charged with punishing your children in a way?
No, it is in a way. you may want to look this up, but I know for a fact that there is some, like, I forget how it's termed.
All right, we'll look into
But
look into it. Let's continue the interview.
Everyone who's listening, just take it as fact. Whatever I'm saying, take it as fact.
It's always a fact. He is a lawyer. Yeah,
I am a lawyer.
From the South, we all spanked our kids. I got spanked, me and my two brothers.
But then, Chuck, not now, right? I mean, that 1964 is one thing, 2014 is another.
And that's
maybe
fair.
We need to rethink this.
And I totally agree with that. Maybe we need to rethink it. But I think we have to really be careful trying to teach other parents how to discipline their kids. That's a very fine line.
All right, so some disagreement here, JB.
Well, I think it's not a very fine line when it comes to the way Adrian Peterson did. Adrian Peterson, he deserves to be punished for what he did. I mean, I think he belongs in jail. I mean, like,
he has no remorse. He's admitted to it. He's like, I was disciplining my kid. And, you know, it's just, it is what it is. Like, he should be punished.
I don't know if admitting it is, maybe that is showing. I mean, if he was denying it, that's not showing remorse.
He said, I did it, and I was disciplining my kid.
Yeah.
His latest statement was like, no, now I realize there's other ways to discipline my kid. It's all PR stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So. Huh. Shall we talk about the Ring of Fire?
Yeah, we might as well dip into that.
You've never heard the Ring of Fire story, have you, Andy?
I haven't.
So about 5 or 6 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, because I was still living in West Bridgewater at the time.
Getting old.
Yeah, so my little brother, he's a hothead. Like, my little brother, complete opposite of me. I have kind of.
Can we talk about how your little brother developed a southern accent? Yeah. For no reason. He lived in it. He was in, where did he move to?
He moved to Mississippi.
Mississippi.
That's where we grew up.
For all of 6 hours before he developed the second girl.
Yeah, he moved to Mississippi. Now, my little brother, we moved back up here when he was like 9 or something.
Yeah.
So, like,
where are you guys originally from?
We were born up here.
Yep.
Both of us were born up here. We moved to Mississippi when he was about 2.
Okay.
We moved back when he was about 9.
Okay.
So, like, when we moved down there and then we moved back, I had a huge southern accent. Like, just because going to school all the time. Like, you just develop it as a child. He was kind of, he kind of had one, but he lost it when we moved back up here. Like, quickly, he lost it.
When I met him and when I talked to him, he talked like us.
Yeah.
He talked like someone with a Boston accent.
Right.
Which isn't really us, but he, you know, he talked like everybody else.
Right. He moved to Mississippi, and he called me 2 or 3 days later and just went super Southern.
He was just, he was just all of a sudden Matthew McConaughey.
And I think Jesse was with me. I was like, listen to him
talk. Yeah, exactly. We're like, what happened?
Like, what is going on? Like, this is so fake. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was unbelievable. So the story of my little brother is he hits me up one night. Just, he used to text me randomly.
On that same subject, we have a friend of – or sister of a friend who, I'm not going to say her name, but she also, she never even moved to the South. She just married a guy that was from the South.
Oh,
and now,
no.
Dude, she's straight out of like an Alabama trailer right
you
now. Like the way she talks.
I'll
tell you what it is after. It is so, it's so bad. And she, like, not only that, all right, she's white, he's black. That's fine. But she, like, she calls like me and my wife, she calls us child. She's like, listen, child.
No.
I'm like, come on. You never even moved away. It's so bad.
That's awful.
Oh, it's crazy. Child.
Florida.
So, continue, child.
So my little brother, he starts texting me one night. He's like.
At this point, was he a child?
Yeah. He was like, what was he, like 18? He texts me. He's like, he just texts me. He goes, I just smoke so much weed. Now, if anyone knows me, I've never smoked weed, so, like, it doesn't impress me if you smoke weed. Like, I don't care.
That wouldn't impress somebody that does smoke
weed.
Yeah.
And
that
I was
doesn't
like,
impress anybody.
I just go, cool, man. Good for you. And, like, being wicked sarcastic with them, which I'm sure is shocking that I was sarcastic with somebody.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But.
Continue, child.
So he's like, yeah, man. He just got going on and on about it. And I just send this, like, long text. I'm like, I don't know if you're trying to impress me, but it's clearly not working.
No.
You should probably cut the nonsense.
Pick a different
out.
Subject.
And, or talk to somebody else. He loses his mind. I'm going to kick your ass, this, that, the other thing. I'm coming to your house Saturday, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, you're going to come kick my ass on Saturday? That's what's going to happen? I was like, and then I just start going out. I'm like, can we wrestle? Should I wear my wrestling mask? Should I wear my boots? And then I call Jesse and I start telling him the story. And we're like, what if we just make a ring of fire in my backyard? He shows up. There's a ring of fire. I'm in wrestling tights, a Rey Mysterio
Mexican
Jr.
Mexican wrestling mask.
Yeah, I had a Rey Mysterio Jr. mask. I'm like, what if I'm just wearing this in a cape in the middle of a ring of fire when he shows up? What's he going to do? Like, and we had it all set up. We were going to do it, but he didn't show up. So.
Didn't show up to the ring of fire.
Yeah, so we were going to do that.
He probably like, oh, man, I need my chitlins, and maybe I can go in this ring of fire.
He wasn't Southern yet. He wasn't Southern yet.
No, that was before he immediately developed his Southern accent.
Yeah, so.
Toenail.
My brother's name's Timothy O'Neill, so T. O'Neill.
Toenail.
So, that's awesome.
That's the ring of fire story and his nickname.
That's right, child.
Probably why me and my brother don't speak. But, yeah, so.
That would explain it.
He actually messaged me yesterday. I'll tell you about that later.
Did he? did it end with an invitation to a ring of fire?
No, he was talking about. I'll tell you later.
All right, cool. Yeah, off-camera stuff.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Andy, what do you got coming up? Last time you were on the show, you were searching for a lead singer of your band. What's the updates on that?
So our band is No More.
Is that the name of the band? No More?
I wish. It's not a bad name.
It's
actually,
right.
It kind of sounds like a Christian rock
No More.
Band.
We won't deal with any more child abuse.
This is No More.
It's just
No More child abuse.
Our first song is Colossians 14:3. I think that's the name
of the
book.
No, the first song that you should come up with is, I guess, A Little More.
It's just a Christian rock band started by Adrian Peterson, Greg Hardy, and Ray Rice.
No more child abuse.
No more wife beating. No more.
Oh. Anyway, so the band split up.
I can't even say anything.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Band split up because we didn't have a singer.
It was just an
and now I'm just, you know, making some music here and there. I got, you know, doing some acoustic stuff. My band name Harps Bender. You know, basically just looking for any opportunity to play drums.
Cool.
Especially if, you know, there's good-looking women that like to, you know, play music sometimes.
Or just good-looking women that are trying to get knighted.
Yeah, if you're trying to get knighted
while
I play the drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can multitask like that.
I'll knight that.
Obviously. Yeah. I can multitask. But
He'll knight you with a drumstick.
Yeah.
No, that's not.
You like to get knighted with a drumstick.
Yeah, it's not.
Right.
Well,
anyways.
Well, yeah. Sometimes. It really messes up my chest hair, though. I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like getting goo up in my chest hair.
You ruined it. It's
How
a
did
sword.
I ruin
you
it?
Knight people with a sword, and then they're royal. They're knights forever.
Wait,
isn't that what we were talking
wait
about?
Wait a second. Wait
yeah.
a second. I was talking about.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Stack and Smash Radio on DirtyWaterNews.com. Thanks to Andy Belmont for tuning in. You can follow Andy on Christmas by his alias rap name of Ronin Christmas.
Wait a second.
Did
I can
you
follow
say
me
you
on Christmas?
Follow him on Christmas? Is that the only day during the year you
I
can follow
Santa.
Him?
I am Santa.
Hang on.
I'm Santa.
You can just follow him around on Christmas.
You can, no. You follow him, but wait till Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow me around on Christmas and watch me try to buy all my gifts at the dollar store.
This is you'll learn the real secrets of where you got your where you got your weird China plate with Jesus on it from. Anyways,
if you're trying to get knighted, it's at Ronin Christmas.
It's at Twitter.
At Ronin
Christmas, but he only tweets on Christmas.
Only on Christmas.
Yes. We're on Twitter. Follow the show at Stack and Smash. I'm Jesse Wilkins.
I'm Rob Coakley.
Yes. Hey, intern Jared.
Jay Holmes.
We're going to play the intro as our outro.
Intro, outro.
We learned that trick by accident one day.
Yeah,
so play SNS 100 Stack and Smash opener.
100.
This has been episode 22.
22. Says two.
That's right. You got it here first. 20 says two.
Hello.
I'm a zombie.
We got Smash Radio. Next week we have on the show.
Macy Sales Clark. Checking out my pack. Not part of the Jody Foster fan club anymore that I created.
Hey, that's the end. I have a very hard time.